Michael and Linda here with Dr. Tim Clinton this morning.
And just a word of caution, some of this content might be for adult ears only, but we've chosen to do this topic because of the seriousness and the critical issue that it is.
Huge.
We're talking about the digital invasion in our homes. That's where we're going. Generation C, or some would say Generation Y, the 9/11 generation, Generation Next, millennials. There are all kinds of terms out there about today's kids. These really are those who were born after 1990. What's interesting, I like the Generation C term best. They're connected, they're communicating, they're content-centric, they're computerized, community-oriented, and somebody said always clicking. So here's the scenario. Walk into a local restaurant and look at the average family. What are they doing?
On their phones.
Yeah, I mean, just next time you're in a restaurant, we have to look around our table every now and then. And by the way, mom and dad, it isn't just the kids. I'm seeing a lot of moms and dads doing what?
Texting during mealtimes.
Facebook.
They have what's known as a PDD, a preferred digital device. They're constantly, connected to or accessing the internet, social networking sites. Some are saying as high as 6+ hours a day, kids are in front of a screen.
That's crazy.
I'm seeing now where teens are at the 7-hour a day screen level. Seriously? All of them have phones. That's really the deal now. You know, the other day, my phone, I was so ticked off at it. You know why?
Why?
I just gonna throw the thing right out the window.
Why?
It wasn't going fast enough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's stuck. Kept getting stuck. I mean, You know, come on. I don't have time for this. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's where we're going. We're so obsessed with this thing. And it's becoming what some are now terming a digital addiction. And my friend Arch Hart, who was formerly the dean of psychology at Fuller Theological Seminary, he and his daughters have written a brand new book about this digital invasion piece. Now listen, where are they spending their time? Well, you know, people would talk about Facebook. Well, Facebook's kind of passe if you talk to Generation C. You know that? Even though there are 600 million users on Facebook, Twitter's now the new deal. Everybody's on Twitter. Are you following somebody on Twitter? And you start looking, quote, even at Christian celebrities. And they're all of them are just trying to amass these huge Twitter followings. Well, you know, a lot of the kids today would say, well, wait a second. That's kind of passe, too. We're Instagramming. Now some are talking about Snapchat. You guys know what that is?
No, had no idea.
I didn't either.
So you explained it earlier.
Snapchat is where these kids are able to go back to Instagram. That's where they share photos, okay?
Yeah.
And they can digitally enhance these things and do whatever, and all they're doing is trying. They're obsessed with getting likes on their photos.
Yeah.
Well, the Snapchat piece, and this is where we're going to drift a little bit in our conversation today about what's happening sexually online and how it's influencing our kids. And by the way, let me just drop in one little caveat. The average first exposure age to pornography, what is it for kids?
9. 11.
No.
11. 11 years old. I'm seeing some going as low as 8 and 9 years old now.
I've heard of that, yeah.
You bet. Kids are getting exposed to pornography at that age. And so, mom or dad, if you're saying, wait a second, we don't want to talk about this in our home, let me let me just stop you for a moment. You better take a deep breath and get into reality here. If somebody has a phone in your family, okay, we've got a challenge then going on. And again, these kids then Snapchat is this deal where they can take pictures of themselves and they can send them to other kids or other people and that these pictures disappear in like 9 seconds.
So they can see it and then it goes away.
Wow. Yeah, but it never really goes away, you guys. See, they think they can get away with it. But if you send me a picture on your phone real quick, I can take a picture of your picture and keep it.
Save it.
See that? So if something pops up on my phone, I see it, boom, I'm going to take a picture of it and keep it. And then I can send it on. You hear what I'm saying? When you hear the stats about what's happening with our kids, our teens, and our younger children, when it comes to sexting now, you would be stunned. You'll be stunned when you hear these stats in a later break here about what's happening online and how, in a lot of states, it's criminal activity. And these kids are now starting to think they can get away with it.
And sometimes you think, no, my child wouldn't. But I think you hit it with reality. You got to step into reality and know that these kids are in with these other kids.
Well, it's peer pressure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're in it.
Catch this. 16 to 18-year-olds perform about 7 tasks on average. You know, they're texting, IMing, Facebooking, Twittering, talking, TV, studying, and everything. And you see what it's starting to do, too, as this creeps into our families? The thing that's going down, you all, family meal time. Mm-hmm. I've seen research recently about how significant family meal time is. Mm-hmm. Everybody's starting to talk about it. You know, if you look at, quote, whether or not kids are healthy, there are two things that stand out as to whether or not, or two just research-oriented topics that show up constantly that are associated with healthy kids. You know what one of them is?
I'm assuming mealtime?
Yeah, whether or not they eat together mm-hmm. as a family. The second one is whether or not mom and or dad knows the name of their teacher.
Hmm. Involvement. Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you start really thinking about it, you start seeing it show up. You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When it comes to watching television and being online or spending time with dad, 4 to 6 year olds, 54% said they would rather what?
Watch TV.
Than spend time with your dad.
Mm-hmm. Average parent today, spending time with kids, it keeps dropping into the cellar. I've seen it go as low as 27 minutes a day. Spending time with kids. Some bizarre studies are saying it's going as low as 3.5 minutes of meaningful conversation a day with kids. Wow. We're out of control. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Mm-hmm. And technology is creating what some are calling a generation gap. Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents, here's what's interesting, a lot of parents feel like they can't relate to their kids because they're out of touch with what's going on.
Yeah. Technology.
Well, we can keep throwing stats, and we will, as a part of where we're going. Suffice to just... at this particular point, say this. This thing here in my hand has changed the family. And it's changing the family. And it's sending messages every day. When you start thinking about having influence in your kid's life and think of the local church, mm-hmm. what's the average pastor get in terms of having influence in our lives? Mm-hmm. Maybe 20 minutes a week. Mm-hmm. Now, how are we supposed to teach them about marriage and family and sexuality mm-hmm. and what who God is, and the importance of faith, and country, and more. We don't have a chance.
Mm-hmm. I've got a daughter who's autistic, and she got an iPad for Christmas. And the anime and some of the cartoons is where she started to go astray. And I found a site called Tumblr, and just a lot of the conversation is bad. It's deviant. It's all about boy-on-boy cartoons and girl-on-girl cartoons, and got mm-hmm. passed for innocence. Yes. And then just reading some of the things on Tumblr, it just horrified me. So now we've got parent restrictions on the internet, on the iPad, and mm-hmm. Nightly check-ins and spot checks. And we've homeschooled our daughter, and we've always been involved in church, and it just absolutely stunned and horrified us what we discovered. So the topic this morning is very timely.
Spirit FM, 7:41 now.
So we're talking about Generation C again. These are those kids who were born after 1990. They're connected, they're communicating, they're content-centric, they're computerized, they're community-oriented. They're talking to each other, at least they're trying to, and they're always clicking. Mm. So they're online. E-Marketer said this, that children under the age 11, there are 20.2 million of them who are internet users in 2011. By 2015, it's going to go up to 25.7 million kids under the age of 11 who are online. Seriously. Harris Interactive said this in 2010, 8 and 9 year olds who spent at least 1 hour per day online, 61%, but it had climbed up to 76% in 1 year. Most of these kids are going online in ways where it really isn't filtered access.
No protection.
You got it. And so these kids then are being exposed to, let's just say, some crazy people and some crazy stuff online. What do you mean, Tim? Well, there are 4.2 million porn sites, 72 million visits per month going to those porn sites. And they do everything they can just to get you to what? Accidentally stumble on their site. Why? Because they're looking for mm-hmm. viewers.
Mm-hmm. It's addictive.
And a lot of these people who are stumbling onto these porn sites are kids. Mm-hmm. Josh McDowell has come out with this brand new campaign he's doing on this very issue, One Click Away. And he just stops you in your tracks when you're going as low as even 3 and 4 year old kids. Mm-hmm. Seriously, mom and dad, we need to take a hard look at this in our home. A 2009 survey of 29,000 North American university students. Here's what they found. 51% of the males and 32% of females, they first viewed porn when? In their early teen years.
Yeah.
Seriously. And that number is only going which way?
Down.
Seriously. I mean, it's exploding. Why? Because of what's happening in our home. The lack of the lack of control to what's going on. Now, let me touch on a topic here. That's a little sensitive, and it's the whole issue of sexting. Sexting is sending, receiving, or forwarding sexual photos or sexually suggestive messages through text messages or email. Can I share with you guys that these kids are now living in this Instagram world, and they're also living where? In this Snapchat world where they think they can send something, and this photo, quote, pops up and then disappears. And it's gone. It's never gone. Mm-hmm. That's what I was telling my son. It's never gone. Are you kidding? Anything you do online is there. Now, catch this. 20 to 30% of teens have sent and or received a sext message. Mm. If you look at research from the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, here's what they're saying. 28% of teens surveyed admitted to having sent a sext message.
Wow.
76.2% of the teens who were propositioned to sext actually admitted to participating in sexual behavior with other kids. Mm-hmm. Girls are asked, obviously, to send sext messages a whole lot more than boys. 68% of girls have been hit up to send a sext message, 42% of boys.
Wow.
The peak time that this is happening is around ages 16 and 17 years of age. Mm-hmm. What's interesting, if you look at sexting, it tends to drop off after the age of 18. What most don't understand is sexting is a punishable offense and falls within, quote, the child pornography regulations and laws of most states. Seriously. And you got kids out there doing this. Listen, if there's an 18-year-old kid sending a message to a 16-year-old girl, the sex message, I'll tell you what. But just start thinking about what's happening and how out of control this is. One of the things we're going to come back and just talk about, what do you do? How do you get control of this world? What's a mom and or dad supposed to do? Mm-hmm. What do you do if you're a kid living in this world?
Spirit F. Michael and Linda and Dr. Tim Clinton in studio.
And I will caution you that some of the topic this morning is for adult ears only. And we're talking about technology and its influence on our kids.
Bottom line, mom and dad, what's happening here is we're losing relationship with our kids. Mm-hmm. That's really what's happening. And as a result, they're pressing in more and more to this digital world. And that's their relationship. At least that's what they think. I saw one interesting piece, and this really concerned me. It said this, 48%. Of mothers admitted, and say dads. When you think about the person who's really involved in kids' lives for a moment, and we think of mom, 48% of mothers admitted that they don't always know what their kids are doing online. That comes from Harris Interactive and McGaffey. Seriously. And so when you start hearing those kind of stats, that means that we've got something that's going on here that's a significant challenge. Mm-hmm. Again, it's what I want to bring us back to is the number one thing that still makes kids happy, the number one thing that really still matters in their life is a great relationship with mom and or dad. And so this digital invasion, this digital explosion, what it's doing is it's ripping away the very fabric of what really matters, and that's our families.
Yeah.
And so we've got to press back in here. Now, we're not going to throw all the phones out the window because why?
Mm-hmm. That's where we're at.
It's the world we live in. Mm-hmm. And so the issue is we've got to figure out some type of tempered balance here. What are we going to do? Let me give you some principles that I think matter. Number one, get in the know. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of
knowledge
about what's going on. Mm-hmm. Let's get our head out of the sand and start learning about this world. And one of the best places you can learn is by what? Talking with your kids constantly. Get the relationship piece going again. It's interesting. Dartmouth Medical School came out with a research study not long ago. It examined the research of 260 studies of young kids. Okay? Here's what they learned in studying this about children. They're hardwired to connect. In other words, they're relational. Mm-hmm. They found that all the scientific research shows now that even kids are born, okay, born with this sort of innate thing to be what? In relationship. Mm-hmm. What I love, too, is there's a little piece in it that says, even with a transcendent one, with God now. Research is showing that we're made for, or wired for a relationship with a transcendent one, with God. Mm-hmm. But here's what they concluded out of it. This is important. Build an intimate, loving relationship with your kids, or they're going to build it somewhere else. Mm. Josh McDowell would say it this way. You better build a relationship with your kids right now, or they'll walk away from the truth. Seriously. And if you want them to believe the truth, you know what Josh would say? Live it. Mm-hmm. So let's get in the know. Mm-hmm. Number two, kids can smell a rat. Mm-hmm. They're always what? Asking the question, do you, mom or dad, really believe what you say you believe? And they don't want to hear you say it. They want to see you what?
Do it.
Live it.
You better live it. Model mm-hmm. it. That's number two. Mm-hmm. Then live it out. Hey, let's claim a few verses in our own home. And mom and dad, by the way, the real issue, the real digital issue, it starts with you. What are you doing with your time? Mm-hmm. What are you looking at?
Yeah.
40 million American adults have visited an internet porn site. Mm-hmm. You know that? The apple doesn't fall very far from the
tree.
Psalm 101, verse 3, I will set no vain thing before my eyes. Job 31, 1, I've made a covenant with my eyes mm-hmm. that I won't look upon a young woman. That's what the verse says, or that which is immoral. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's not just the pounding, the teaching side. Live it out. Model it. Number three, it goes back to what I was just talking about in the Dartmouth Medical School. Build a relationship with your kids. Tim, I don't know. It just seems like they don't want to hang out. They don't want to talk anymore. It's just, it's prickly. It's just not, it just isn't working for us. You better figure out how to get there. I love what Russell Barkley said. In Overcoming Defiance with Kids, you guys have heard me talk about it a lot. Spend 20 minutes a day of command-free special time. Get in their world. Hang out with them. Find out what they want to do and go do that. It's amazing what starts happening when you build a relationship with kids. And rules without relationship doesn't work. Mm. Rules with relationship works.
That's good.
Seriously. Number four, there should be no questions off limits. Let me explain it this way. One of the things we wrestle with in our home and parents don't do well with is anger in their kids. The one thing our kids are not allowed to do is what?
Get angry.
Show anger.
Well, then how are we teaching them to deal with anger? Anger's a God-given emotion. Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry, but don't what?
Sin.
So what you do in your anger determines whether or not you sin. It's the same thing when it comes to sexuality, for example, and more. You want them to find those answers somewhere else, or you want them to talk to you? I'll give a hat off to Julie. She talks a whole lot more open about that stuff than I do. Mm-hmm. You know, because in our home, it was pretty quiet. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk a lot about that.
Right.
We grew up in a preacher's home. We were not allowed to talk about that S-E-X word.
No.
You know that?
Off topic.
Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to talk about it. And there should be no questions off limit type of thing with their kids. Somebody needs to talk to them about it. My fifth principle, last one. Start as young as you can. Mm-hmm. I had a phone call recently. Mom crying on the phone. 10-year-old son, great little Christian boy. He comes home and he's talking about all kinds of things. And she's mortified. Mm-hmm. And he had somehow gotten into the school library and come across some material with another little girl. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, he's telling me all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's weeping.
Yes.
My kid got exposed to this stuff. Mm-hmm. The average age of first exposure to internet pornography is age 11. And it's going down. Yes. Okay, it's time to do something. The influence factor is inside of our home. and it's coming through this thing in my hand. And most of it's going unsupervised, and they're getting innuendos constantly. They're spending upwards of 7 hours a day in front of a screen. The church needs to wake up. Parents need to wake up. And we need to get radical. And the best way to do it is get back in relationship with them and then teach them, train them. Train up a child in the way he should go. If you get there, and when he is old, then he won't what?
Depart from it.
Depart from it. The good news is, it's never too late to become a great, involved, interactive parent.